We're speaking to you from a luncheon being held at the Fairbanks Country Club. Fairbanks is extremely fortunate this afternoon in having with us a group of officials from the Interior Department who are here inspecting the territory in relation to its problems of power and development and industries. And it's my privilege to welcome this group to Fairbanks. I would like at this time to introduce Mr. William Warren, Assistant Secretary of the Interior, whose principal interest in is the territory of Alaska and as a whole, and reclamation, Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Indian affairs. Mr. Warren will then introduce the other speakers to you. Mr. Warren.
Thank you, Mayor Ray Kohler. It's a great pleasure for me to be back here in Fairbanks. I was here just a year ago, I believe in this same room, although it was about 12 hours later in the day because our plane had had some difficulty getting into Fairbanks. Some of you may recall that night. I am happy to be here under a little more favorable circumstances today. At least we're here on time. Now, in the year that's passed since that meeting, I have had the job in the Interior Department of bringing together an Alaskan program. The job also of bringing 16 of the great federal departments and independent agencies together in an Alaskan Development Committee, and the job of presenting to the Congress several phases of an Alaskan Development Program. Some results are apparent to you, and some will shortly become apparent to you of this activity in our department particularly, and spreading into the other departments as well. The Interior Department is the one with the major responsibility in the development of the territories, and has historically been the one with the responsibility for bringing the territories up to state status. Now, that responsibility we have in the past discharged through the medium of a group of bureaus or agencies within the department. For about 50 years, that's about what we've been doing in Alaska. Now, for the first time, we are endeavoring to bring together in Alaska itself a facility for the development of the territory. And in doing that, we have drawn all of our agencies together and established at Juneau an office which is, in effect, a branch office of the Secretary of the Interior, with a special representative of the Secretary in it, and he with special duties, powers, and responsibilities with respect to the coordination of the general work of our department, and endeavoring also to bring its work in line with the work of the other departments of the federal government in order that we can move the development program off dead center and make some progress with it. Now, I have some of the people here who are playing on this team with me today, and I'd like to introduce a few of them if I can. The first one I'd like to introduce is Mr. Kenneth Cato, who is the man that we have sent to Juneau as representative of the Secretary of the Interior for the purpose of coordinating our activities and of sponsoring programs for the inauguration of new industries and the development of the territory. I'm going to ask him to talk about 1 minute to you, Mr. Cato.
I am indeed pleased to be here today to meet so many people from Fairbanks and to tell you that my first 2-3 weeks in Alaska have been marvelous and in every sense of the word have been gratifying to me. I haven't had many jobs in the last few years that, in my opinion, offer the potential for development and the potential for real service that this job does. I'm unfortunately not yet very familiar with the activities of government, having come to this job from business, and I feel, however, that the problems there can be coordinated with the problems of economic development. I want you to know that as soon as I get my family settled and a few odds and ends taken care of, I'll be back with you at Fairbanks. My next trip here, I intend to really get down to business and meet some of the leaders of this community personally to discuss the problems that they have in detail and to do everything possible to make this program work out. It's indeed a pleasure to be here.
I'd like also to introduce the man I brought with me from Washington for this particular trip, who is the Assistant Director of the Division of Islands and Territories, under whose general sponsorship the work that Mr. Cato is doing here and the work of such Alaskan agencies as the Road Commission and the Railroad fall. I'd like to introduce Mr. Rex Lee for a minute.
I'm very pleased to be with you again. I, too, was here about a year ago, the time the Senate Public Lands Committee was entertained in this room. Since that time, I think a great deal has been accomplished towards helping Alaska. The Congress, the executive branches of the government, the industrialists, and the people in general in the United States have become aware of the need of doing something about Alaska, of helping you people, and of getting your help in the overall program of national economy and national defense. I think the Congress has made a very big step towards solving some of the problems that were most acute, namely those of transportation up here. I think within the next few months we are going to see some very large strides towards solving some of these problems that we have been trying to nibble away at for the past few years. And I'd like to say I'm very pleased to be with you again. I hope that I'll be up here again very soon.
Transportation, of course, is one of the major problems that we have to face. And we're going to hold a special meeting on that this afternoon with the mayor, and I guess it starts at about 2 o'clock down the city council chambers. We have the key to the Interior Department's share of the transportation problem, key men, here today. And I'd like to call on Colonel John P. Johnson of the Alaska Railroad. He needs no introduction to you, but I want him to tell you what he's doing this year, if he can in a minute, on this railroad. Colonel Johnson.
Mayor Kohler, Secretary Warren, lady, gentlemen, very gratifying to hear me, to hear Secretary Warren mention about arriving this time in Fairbanks on time, but I would like to have him say that the railroad brought him in. This fiscal year, the railroad plans to make considerable progress on the rehabilitation. We are spending $19 million, of which it's spread out in the various departments, especially on the roadbed. We have 100 miles of bank widening and grade raising of the roadbed, together with 65 miles of new steel rail to be laid this fiscal year and this season. And at Anchorage, we're constructing a heavy equipment shop, which will be the largest shop in the territory and as good as any that you have in the States for that same particular purpose. Fairbanks here, as you note, we're constructing an engine house, a car repair shop, and a large storehouse, which are well underway at the present time, and to be followed will be the powerhouse and then a freight house and passenger station. They, however, will not be underway this fiscal year. And so far, to date, there's been a little over 1,000 pieces of new rolling stock arrived, of which I'm satisfied you've noticed moving up and down the line some of the new equipment. And then the housing problem, we're moving along on that as rapidly as we can. However, it's more of a temporary nature, of which you noticed here in Fairbanks, we have about 12 of the strand huts, part of them completed and occupied, and the other near completion. We're doing as much as we possibly can to whip the housing problem, and I feel that we've made considerable headway along that line. I believe that's all that I have at this time.
Thank you, Colonel Johnson. I'd like to call on Colonel John R. Noyes, who's come here to take charge of general management of the Alaska Road Commission. Tell you in about a minute or a minute and a half the big road program that we've instituted here this year.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a peculiar pleasure to be back in Fairbanks because it was 21 years ago this spring that I started my work with the Alaska Road Commission with Frank Nash and Donald McDonald in Fairbanks. You all know the Road Commission and what it has done for the territory, and I'm unusually proud to be here in connection with its operations. Our program, as you know, has been considerably expanded this year, and we hope will be continued on an expanded basis for the next several years, and will result in an improvement of the main routes to include a blacktop surface over many of the main routes. That work will be started as soon as we can, and by this time next year, I hope that you will be a little bit out from under the pall of dust which enshrouds you today. Also, the development of roads into pioneer regions and other parts of the territory not now connected will be pushed as funds become available. And I think that we're making progress along that line right now and trust that those regions which are most important for development will be developed through the entry of roads into them. Thank you very much.